What's up on Deckers? Welcome to episode 305 to your city. Drop a little Aubrey in there for you. Brand new episode, man. We gave you some XXL predictions last week, and right on time they dropped for us. So we're going to review everything that came out. All the XXL freshmen, go over most of the 11, the ones that are worth us talking about. So we definitely appreciate you joining us and us putting it down on Deck TV style. Again, this is episode 305, and it is brought to you by Bombay Lemonade Vodka, black owned, available in 125 locations in GA and 11 other states. That's bombayvodka.com, on IG and Twitter, Bombay Vodka, B-O-M-A-D-E VODKA. Please drink responsibly, and they say it's the best lemonade vodka out there. You tell us what you think. Also, go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
Absolutely, man. All the shows include Full Sport Press Podcast. Shout out my guy J-Hove. Shout out my guy Big Jeff. Locke was in the building. How Weezy was on assignment. Congratulations, Big Dog. Every Monday you can get your sports fix, man. Be sure to check those guys out. Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast. Me and my homie Jay Hove talking big boy fashion talk. We usually drop every 1st and 15th. This latest episode will be the mashup, though. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. That was On Deck. We talking hip-hop shit. We talking music. We talking sports. We talking fashion. All of that is on the Fresh for Dummies feed. And we will see y'all with a new episode on the 1st, all right? Now, let's get to this XXL freshman class talk. We got a lot to get to. Hey, what it do, what the business is.
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on social media.
I am Spike Lou on those same social media sites. Holler at your boy.
Producer M Extra, what's goody?
Yes, indeed. It's your boy M Extra Cabbage in the building. Oh, M Extra 3 on all things social media. That is MXTRA 3 on all things social media.
What you got, before we get started, what's your least favorite social media site nowadays?
It's a Snapchat.
Definitely.
That's counting?
Or MySpace. What you want me to say? MySpace. Black Planet?
Facebook is my least.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are the top
Facebook.
Three.
Facebook is my
your least favorite. Which was?
Yeah, Facebook.
Mine's IG.
Shout out to Rapchat, though.
Yeah. Rapchat, dope. I got to go IG. All right, that's all.
You ain't following the right people.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That's surprising.
Yeah.
2019.
I'm washed out here, man.
Well, I put you on some things.
I ain't.
Facts.
I ain't on my search and explore page quite like you guys.
Shout out to the DMs.
Absolutely. What you have on deck for the weekend?
My weekend was slow motion. I didn't do a lot. I started watching a couple series over. Details soon come.
Okay.
But what'd you have up?
I went to the movies, shockingly.
Oh, wow.
I know. I never go to the movies. I know it's crazy. I saw Shaft. It was funny as fuck.
Is that a pause? I saw Shaft?
Nah, that's a reach is what that is.
I'm calling you Mr. Fantastic over there.
I am.
That movie was funny as fuck. Samuel L. Jackson doing Samuel L. Jackson shit. It was almost like it wasn't even a script. They just told him to just be Samuel L. Jackson.
Come in and be Samuel Jackson.
And he shook it.
I can see that.
I was shocked. And I also saw that Child's Play. That was fire.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. It was no cap. It was good.
Give people the context that you have not seen the original.
I have not seen the original three. Hold on. I've seen the ones from the late 90s, and those were slaw.
No, but the original.
I haven't seen the original, but I know the story.
No, you still have to see the original.
Yeah, no, just the original fire. Yeah, no, that's fair. But what I'm saying is, if I told you the synopsis of the original today, it would sound crazy today, though. You'd be like, and then if I told you the synopsis of this, the new joint, you'll be like, okay, that makes more sense.
Is it more relatable to the times?
Yes, it's more.
Probably on some technology shit.
Yeah, it's a smart doll.
Yeah, I can see that.
As opposed to a white guy giving voodoo to a doll. Get the fuck out of here.
They took that story and ran with it like 1,000 times. Annabelle just came out. It's the same thing as Chucky. So.
And first of all, the white guy giving voodoo to anything is cultural appropriation.
Man, tell me about it.
So when you look back at it,
he
like
was
that,
Creole, actually.
I was about to say, I don't think he was.
But no, that Chucky was surprisingly dope, though. That's a good like date night, real talk.
What kind of hat is it? That's a nice hat, man. It's probably the best hat.
Colorado Rockies, spring training.
That's a nice hat.
What you got on deck, Emerson? What you do?
Hat well, you about stupid. To say that was probably the nicest hat.
I ain't never seen the hat. That's probably the nicest hat he had on.
Shut fuck.
It's a dope hat. I got up, my homeboy, shout out to my homeboy Fig. He came down here from Newark, New Jeruse, or Jersey City, excuse me. We hung out with my brother, shout out to the twin.
For sure.
And we hung out, just kicked it. That was about it.
You showed him he's ATL streets?
He's from Atlanta.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from, so he's showing from you then.
Where'd y'all go? Anywhere specific? People love to hear the M Extra's list of activities.
We went to Boxcar in the West End. Shout out to Boxcar in the West End.
Boxcar, what's that?
It's a bar, restaurant. Gotcha. It's new in the West End, fairly new.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The West End gets kind of scary. Is it the gentrified part of it, or
easy for you to say?
Right.
I mean, West End is going through transition. Yes. like I said, these are fairly new.
Going through transition.
There's nothing scary about it.
Shit. You're on the wrong West End. No, shit. Must be not. Two sides. No, like Shorty Lowe said.
No, I mean, like I said, the area
broad daylight and been like, shit. Let me reach up under the seat.
Yeah, the area where it is, all of it's going through transition. Yeah. So some spots, you know. It is what
some
it is.
Spots a little bit more Atlanta than old Atlanta.
It's just so mixed. It's hard to
get you to say something bad about Atlanta.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
Not going to be anything bad about it. Shout out to the West End.
All right, man. Let's get to this this hip-hop shit, man. First and foremost, the 19th annual BET Awards went down this past week. Hosted by Regina Hall. The event featured performances by Migos, Cardi B, DaBaby, and more. Nipsey was given the Humanitarian Award, and Mary J. was given the Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, looking at the list of the winners, who stands out to you, man? Did they get it right? What's popping off on this list? We got it here in front of us.
I think it was pretty status quo as far as the winners, what we've been seeing throughout the year from the rest of the award shows. Cardi B had a big year, album of the year I see here.
Mm-hmm. Female hip-hop artist of the year, too.
Right, best collab, Sicko Mode, Migos, best group. I think it was pretty much status quo to what we've seen. And I'm not sure of their timetable for this award show, but I think that BET has the opportunity to kind of start in a new direction for the year or the quarter. And I think they should take more advantage of that more than recognizing last year's, like, and like I say, I don't know how their calendar falls is when they're electing these people. So I really can't say, well, Sicko Mode shouldn't be on here. It was a year ago because I don't know how that falls. But I just feel like there could have been something to give some newness to it. But then again, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure it's June to June. I'm going to assume.
Like a fiscal kind
of. Yeah. One thing on here. First of all, best female R&B/pop went to Beyonce. Like, come on.
That's a given, right?
Well, what did she put out last year?
It's Beyonce.
That's petty, man. Come on, I don't know, give somebody else a chance. They had Teyana Taylor, SZA, her, LMA, all of them put out projects.
Definitely should have been her or LMA.
You see what I'm saying? What else? I think, like you said, best group was on point. That's clearly Migos. Best male hip-hop artist was Nipsey. I could respect that. I thought the album of the year, I think they kind of, I'm trying to think what that was. It should have went to, it went to Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. Yeah. I thought that should have went to Travis Scott. What do you think?
Now the Grammys gave Cardi album of the year too, right?
They sure did.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And she's rigged.
I think we're saying the same thing with the Beyonce before we move away from it. BET stays in this box. So that's why you have Beyonce with the female. I think they don't like to be unpredictable. Even though the show is live and it can get ratchet at moments, they still pretty much stick to the script.
Yeah.
So I would like to see, if I was going to watch it, more stuff out of the box, like the blue carpet that didn't go well.
Yeah, and I'm leading to that. I thought the actual award show was pretty straight. I thought the anything when it comes to this entertainment shit, whether it's movies, whether it's an album, whether it's a podcast or an award show, you're just looking for moments.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you get a handful of moments that make the hour or two that you done spent watching this worth it. So I think you had moments with the Mary J. performance. I thought that shit was dope.
Mm-hmm. Super dope.
I thought the Nipsey tribute, I thought that was good too. I thought there was a couple of performances. My boy DaBaby, he shook it. He did his thing. There was enough. Regina Hall was funny enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was enough.
And fine,
apparently. There's enough to keep your interest for this entire show, and that's all you're looking for. They did try to do a tribute to Nipsey with the blue carpet, which was good in theory, but if you look at the photos, dark skin, so light radiates from the blue carpet up until the skin, and it doesn't look the same, and someone probably should have caught that.
Oh, y'all niggas ain't never satisfied.
That's a fact, though. If you look at the pictures, red. Yeah, if you look at the pictures, the colors play a big role in how photos come out, especially in daylight. So
and people complaining about it too.
Yeah, they are. But it was good in theory.
People complaining about everything.
People definitely complain about everything. Let's be clear about that. But it was good in theory, and I like the thought that counts. It was a good gesture. I thought it was overall actually a pretty entertaining award show. It went on too long, though. I fell asleep at the end.
Yeah, shout out to Lizzo. She had probably the second best performance, if not the best, after Mary J. Blige. She killed it.
I was surprised that she performed on the main stage, though, because Megan Thee Stallion opened. She did the pregame stage, and I was like,
that's about right, though.
Lizzo doing the main stage.
Well, Lizzo got a big, pop.
She has a huge fan base.
Pop record, too.
I see what you're saying. That's the difference.
She's a bigger draw on the main stage than Meg is right now.
I still don't know about that.
Meg a big draw, but she's more hip hop based oriented. She ain't going to give you as big a draw as the other chick.
And she may not have put hip-hop is the biggest drama.
I tell you, I didn't even look at it, but I seen this chick's name and went to my Tidal app to go find the song or whatnot.
The Lizzo.
Lizzo. I was just talking about. So yeah. I could see her doing that. And about the blue carpet, it's not we're not nitpicking per se, at least I'm not, but I like to see the whole black excellence thing. I wish they would let like Diddy produce some, because I know he's going to be hard on them and get a better finished product. I'm not knocking BET for the ideas, but just like we were talking about with Tales last week and here with the blue carpet, what we're talking about here, I just want it to be done better. Like, it's a representation of all of us as far as black people, how people like to say it or look at it that way as far as the award shows. I just want it to be done better. I want better producers. I don't want the blue carpet situation where people complain about their pictures. I want it to be better. And it was good, and I ain't sitting on it or anything this year, but I don't want to have to complain.
Because it comes off as bootleg.
Exactly. When you're like, man, what is this?
Yeah, that's the only knock. And then, of course, we're critical. We're extra critical of our own shit.
And it's going to be us.
Because we're critical of how we're presented.
Right.
Let's be honest. So we're going to be looking at it with a fine-tooth comb, picking through it.
As we should be, though.
Now, that's fair.
Like the when you go to the Grammys, there's a certain expectation that people put their suits on.
And if they fuck up, we're going to be looking, people going to be looking like, what the fuck?
So I want BET Awards to be the same thing. So
yeah.
That's why I hold them to that standard when I say that.
BET, hit us up. We'll do that 20th anniversary joint. Next year going to be the 20th one. That's crazy.
That should be big.
Does it feel? Is it 20? About that's about right, though. It's been going for 20 years.
They need to do it somewhere other than L.A. Yeah.
What do you think, Miami?
Somewhere other than L.A.
Didn't they do Miami?
New York, Miami.
I feel like New York or Atlanta would be big.
Or Atlanta.
New York or Atlanta. That'll be big. A change of scenery. But they had the Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, they always have the Hip Hop Awards here. So.
Now, they mixed it up. They went to Miami last year, though.
Okay.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's why I wasn't as popping.
Exactly. Oh, shit. Co-signed Atlanta without
any shit. Of course you did.
It was too quick.
Fuck. Moving on. TMZ, The Game, your boy. He's been on a promo run lately.
His name is TMZ now?
No, it might as well be.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He has been on a promo run lately for his upcoming album, Born to Rap. But it was what he was asked on TMZ that has people talking. Now, when asked what would reparations mean in 2019, the LA MC answered, and I quote, "We need 30 acres and a Lambo." My question to you is it mandatory for musicians to be politically aware in today's climate to sell music?
I think it is mandatory if you want to sell music and to be a high-level act. I'm going to separate the two.
Okay.
If you want to just sell music, you can put out frivolous stuff, and you know, you can go and you can put your music out and you get your streams and not really have an impact. I would reference someone like Killer Mike. I think when Killer Mike started being more political, I don't think that he got better at rapping. I think that he was more political, he was more visual, and then Run the Jewels took off, and those two kind of coincided. In addition to Killer Mike, I would say Bun B.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Talib Kweli once he was on. Like, he had been bubbling, but he's now more mainstream once he was on CNN and had that whole thing with, whatever the dude name is, Rhapsody. She's a little bit bigger since she was on CNN. And even Kanye with the Donald Trump thing. I think, and Cardi, when she was going back and forth talking about the wall, I think that it's important for artists, if they want to make the transition now, to be headliners, to be a Kanye West, to be a Cardi B, to be someone who TMZ even interviews, you have to be politically inclined. You can't say, I don't know. I ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just here to make money and get my bag. You can say that, and you're smaller fan base that you already have will ride with you, and you can go on and do your thing. But if you if you have any ascent, if you want to ascend to the next level, you're gonna have to be politically inclined and be aware of things and have a somewhat good answer when people ask you these things. That's how you get to the next level, and that's how, I feel like that's, especially in 2019, that's how you see Killer Mike's. That's how you see even more of Cardi B. That's how you see Bun B being spoken and talked about in different levels, and even with Kanye West, like I said.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody likes a dumbass. So exactly. When a camera is thrown in front of somebody's face and they're asked a question that requires some type of intelligence, people like to see, especially in our culture, people that look like us giving an intelligent answer.
Yeah.
We've had the buffoonery going on we've got 1,000 examples of that. We're tired of looking at that. And I'm not even necessarily saying that his answer was on some cornball shit.
But it fits his brain.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm not even saying that about the game. I just think it's more impressive when someone gives a thought-provoking, smart answer. Like, it's just it's better for your brand. It makes you want to check for whatever else they have coming on. Not even necessarily a record, but just anything. Just like
their TV show on Netflix. That's Killer Mike.
That's what I'm saying. Killer Mike being able to present himself in a way got him a show on Netflix, which is thought-provoking television, which could trigger the next fill in the blank to do some great good shit. So that's what I think it's deeper than just this little TMZ comment. It makes you want to invest more into who the person is and actually care about what they're saying. But again, I'm not necessarily mad at this game answer. He was kind of half heartedly just fucking with the TMZ.
Yeah, I ain't shitting on his answers at all. I feel like for him to even muster up a response and say 40 acres in a Lambo or whatever it may be. Like,
it was clearly a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. Right, yeah, you can put that in a rap. You can put that in your rap, and that's cool, and people will like it. And I actually like him saying that as opposed to I don't know, no comment. Like, I agree with what you said. I agree with what you said, and you're saying, like, once you start talking about things that are going on outside of your world and people realize that you are a real person, right, then they're going to engage more. They're going to want to know. They're going to want to see you on your reality show. Then they're going to go to your IG Live and all of this stuff. But if you're just talking music and you're just staying in your lane,
like Future,
you have to be great. And Future's great.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like that, he is one of the few people that has the luxury of being able to do that. Future is like Jordan in a sense, like Republicans and Democrats buying shoes.
Right, right, right.
So like Future can do that. Jordan, I'm not comparing Future to Jordan at all. Please, but those are two like very rare personalities that are able to do so.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. I see what you're saying, but you just gave an example of Future. Look at other artists like Cardi. Like sometimes I prefer people not to say anything because they're not informed.
What do you mean look at Cardi?
Well, she
talking,
made that
though.
Comment.
She made the comment about the wall. She made the comment about the kids.
My point is that we don't need it from hip hop artists. I think you have certain artists and that's their lane.
Right.
I don't want to hear Game say, "Oh, 40 acres in a Lambo." Like, no. Like, just don't. Just say you don't know.
Don't need it though. I would argue to
you
say
he doesn't need it in his career.
I would argue to say that someone like Bun B being put on
that's
the platform,
different.
He an artist.
No, but it's a big difference between Bun B, who's a professor, as opposed to Game, who was talking about 40 acres.
And that was my point. Bun B being on those platforms, answering articulately and being able to express himself, that's the way that he got his tenureship to be a professor, not because of him going to school and graduating and being in education. Someone noticed him from speaking about the issues that he was abreast to, came to him and asked him, "Would you like to do this?" Same thing with Mo.
But that's not the question here, though.
To my point and to the point of the question here, doing those things opens you up and makes people that usually wouldn't even talk to you to say, "Hey, Bun B, how would you like to teach this class at Rice? How would you like to come do the Gumball 300 with me?" Those things come from being on CNN talking about things that are more so than rap.
And it extends your shelf life.
Are you reaching with the Gumball? They didn't have...
Yeah, okay, that's what
I just threw that in there because I knew he did that. Yeah, you're right.
What I'm saying
is, think you're catching.
You said that... They needed to sell music, but I don't think that was a question.
Okay,
I don't.
That's fair.
To broaden their appeal and sell more music.
Yeah, maybe, but I think just as many as people will buy Cardi's music if they didn't hear her talk about it. One, Cardi can barely speak English, so I don't want to hear her talk about
it. Don't you do it like it. The Nicki fandom comes out.
Jesus.
She can
accent.
What? What's
the accent?
She can barely speak English?
The accent is heavy.
The accent is thick.
Get out of here. Yeah. Barely speak English?
Yeah, he reaching right now.
I mean, sometimes I'll be like, huh? You just have to give it a second take. My point is that she doesn't have to do this for her to sell records. But I understand some of the point. But I feel like with the audience we have now and the attention span we have now, I don't think people need to speak about politics to sell records at all.
Do you think they target who they ask about these type
of
questions?
Yeah.
In hopes, gang, in hopes of clickbaits.
Yeah, they need game one.
Yeah, in hope of clickbait.
They wanted this quote right here.
Yeah.
They're not going to ask Bun B about this. He's going to give an actual legitimate.
They're not going to ask Talib Kweli about this. Yeah,
I'm
saying.
Not going to ask Killer Mike, Tip, none of those
people.
They
want clickbait.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, what is 40 Acres and a Mule in 2019?
A lot of money.
Just a bag?
It has to be.
Yeah.
A lot that's of it? Money. Y'all just going bags? That's it?
Man, well, it's land.
You said what is reparations?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
that's what I'm
got
saying.
You. Oh, they program set up. I feel like education.
We should already have
education, money, and land. But it has to be. It has to be allocated to the affected, not generally, like not just urban areas. It has to be to people specifically, as opposed to a broad brush.
Which is where it gets tricky, because
yes.
I don't see that happening at all.
I say no income tax.
You don't think that the hearings, anything, or nothing will happen from them?
No, I don't think so either. No. Not this.
It's not the first time this is brought up.
No, maybe in our lifetime, but not this.
Yeah, but it goes back to your point. Mm-hmm. Who would they trickle down? Like, they would have to pinpoint exact individuals. And go,
I say tax
but it's been
cuts,
done, though. To be fair. It's been done. They did it with the people.
It was in 1990.
Well, World War II descendants, Jewish people that were descendants of that were affected by the war, and Japanese people.
I say no income tax for 10 years, something like that. Hmm. I don't think it would be a flat stimulus bag. I don't see that happening, but I see some type of tax cut of some sort. I don't know. You know, I think it'd be no income tax. That's what I think.
It should be a business tax.
Mm. But everybody ain't got business, though.
A relief on. Well, true.
That's the thing. I need student loan relief. Out my student
loans.
Shout
out to Bernie Sanders. That's what he introducing.
That's my guy.
Student loan
that's
relief.
That's y'all candidate?
Yeah, because telling me that. That's my whoever the fuck
commit,
is.
You ain't committing yet.
No, I'm not
rid of that.
No. But, I mean, I like the idea.
Absolutely. All right, man, we moving on. Keep it Atlanta. Young Jeezy. He's currently working on his final album, TM104. But just because his music career may be coming to an end doesn't mean the hustle will stop. He is currently working with Figures Wireless to launch his own smartphone and earbuds. Do you predict a big post-rap career for the Snowman?
I hope so. And the only reason that I say I don't hope so, I don't take anything away from Jeezy as a hustler. I love what he did with his career and even the progression and the growth that he's made from 101 to this point from what we've seen. But as we've seen with the artist that he's aligned himself with, we don't know that he always makes the best decisions. Mm. I like the cell phone move. The Figures Wireless is similar to, it's not Sprint, it's not, what's the one below? What's the stuff, the Metro, PCS,
gotcha.
Metro,
yeah,
something
sure.
like that on a smaller level. So it's not completely foreign for Jeezy to be aligned with this. I think that he could be very successful moving forward if he ties in with more stuff that makes sense for Jeezy. Like, don't go chasing the, I seen Nas do the tech deal, so I'm going to do the tech deal, or just because other rappers are successful with it. Jeezy is one of those personalities that if he hit or strike with something, it's going to go a long way. And I feel like if he sits back and waits on that thing, then it'll go a long way. But if he dibble in this and dabble in that, then dibble
jump
over here,
in and out.
It's going to be, I don't think that Jeezy, he can't stretch himself that thin, in my opinion, because he's too authentic. It's going to be one thing that he can tie himself to other than this phone thing and go a long way with. So if that's the way that he takes it, I think yes.
Yeah, first of all, I love this idea personally. This is the same company that Killer Mike had on his show on Netflix, the black-owned wireless company. Yep. And tech is the way to go. Now, here's the thing, though, and this is why I like this move for Jeezy. If you look at his past ventures, he's done the prototypical hip-hop starter kit
stuff,
for
clothes,
owning your own business.
Yeah.
Clothes, alcohol, water, you know, a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's cool. Everybody ain't got their own cell phone. Like, that is thinking big, in my opinion.
It is.
So I'm happy for him in doing that. Do I think that he will have a big career post-rap? If he gets around the right people, I saw him on his interview with Gary Vee, and they were chopping it up. Gary Vee was putting him on a lot of game.
I like Gary.
And he actually suggested that he buy a brand that used to be cool, that is no longer cool anymore, and then you reinvent it under your quote-unquote coolness.
Brand,
And then, you know what I'm saying? Because everything, history repeats itself. Champion is now cool. Fila is now cool to a certain extent. Some of these old brands, it happens all the time. So, I suggest Jeezy do something like that. Nigga, what if nigga bought Wheaties or something? Like, you look at a struggling brand that was once cool 20 years ago and know that that's about to turn back full circle. Do something like that. But I do like, this is thinking outside of the box, teaming up with a black-owned business, a black-owned wireless company here in Atlanta. It's a very smart play. Shout out to Jeezy. I'm not giving up my iPhone, but shout out to Jeezy, though.
Yeah. Gary Vee has done that. He's with K-Swiss.
Exactly.
He got that from Dame. I ain't going to say he got it from Dame, but Dame tried it too with Pro Kids and all that.
True.
Yeah. So I guess he sells enough to recoup. I don't know anybody wearing K-Swiss.
Me neither.
But I understand the brand behind it. I mean, I like the moves. I like the intention by Jeezy.
Absolutely.
We'll see what comes to fruition. Like you said, Fila, Champion, and things of that nature are back popping. So we'll see what ammunition this can gain for Jeezy.
It's a smart play for him, though, man. I like this. Like, real talk. And Jeezy seems to be making conscious efforts to expand his portfolio. And I watched his episode of Side Hustles on Tidal, which is actually a pretty good show, if y'all haven't checked that out. And he talked about being in rooms with certain people and that affording him the leverage to know what's coming in terms of real estate and things of that nature. He knew what was coming right there by Phipps. They finna build like a Nobu and that whole, like a W or something right there. Yeah. Like he was talking about that months before it happened. He was like, I was in the room when they was talking about that. So he's able to make investments and things like that. That's the smart play. I don't think Snowman, you know what I'm saying, from 06 would have thought to do that or would have been able to maneuver through those rooms as well as he can now. So I got to give him props that he is thinking the right way.
The edge is coming off some, you know. Like the 06 Snowman, the same edge ain't there. Same thing with T.I.
It's refined.
Yeah, it's a different type of edge.
Right, exactly. It's refined, you know what I'm saying? He can get what he wants, you know what I'm saying, on the business tip, because you need that edge in business, period.
That is a fact.
But it's not like a scary edge, like I'm afraid of this person to do business with them.
Right.
So shout out to Jeezy, man. Are y'all checking for that 104? You are. I know you are. You're a huge fan. Well, both of y'all are. Huge, you're a homer and he's a Jeezy fan.
I am a huge Jeezy fan, but I don't need 104. And I just feel like, I don't know. I don't need that 104, to be honest. But I said the same thing about his last album.
You said the same thing about 444, too.
Right. Yeah, I don't
definitely not going to be 444.
Yeah, I don't get why people say I don't need. If it's good, it's good.
If it's good,
so
it's
if
good.
It's good, I want to hear it.
I hope it's
if
good.
If it's not, I don't want to hear it.
How have you felt about his last couple?
I was going to say, based off what he's given us, I don't think it would be good, though.
It depends on which one you're talking about.
Church in the Streets.
Church in the Streets, I liked.
That ain't nothing.
That's rough, right?
I liked it.
You on some Homer
true
shit.
True amount of bias. Right?
No, I mean, the one after that, what's the one after that?
The one with the single with Bankroll?
Yeah, that one I didn't really like.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
Was that Trap or Die? But no, it wasn't Trap or Die.
Yeah, nah. I can't remember the name of it, but that tells you.
But Church in the Streets had some gems on there. Y'all was sleeping.
I just didn't like that Snowman.
Yeah, because y'all wanted 38 in the waist, Snowman.
Well, no, I just wanted.
See, that's the thing.
Y'all
don't want artists to grow up.
No, absolutely not. There's an approach that you can take to growing up when you're Jeezy in your lane of rap, and he did a great job of it on Khaled's album. Perfect verse for Jeezy. I feel like the other stuff was going a little too. He was reaching too far with the
Church in the Streets.
Yeah, like the preacher shit.
One record that was so real.
You might have had one on that. You're right. Jesus always give you one. I give you that.
Yeah. Let's take it to Baton Rouge before we hit this music break. NBA Youngboy, who's been in jail since May, will serve another 2 months before being placed on house arrest for 14 months. Now, of course, if you're at the crib, that means you can't be on stage. So no performances or shows for him in the foreseeable future. Was that fair or foul for the judge to do him like that, in that manner?
Foul. Absolutely.
What?
Flagrant.
Flagrant. Oh, my God, man.
Meek Mill was talking about this exact same thing when he was going through his problems. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the nuisance that NBA Youngboy is.
Exactly.
I understand. I understand what happened. I understand the shootout. I understand he probably has no regret.
Right.
True. Okay, but the profession that he's chosen and how he's chosen to make his money, I don't think it should be taken away from him just because he's gotten in a little trouble and he's a kid. Now, if we're going to put him under supervision, then put him under supervision on the road as well. Make him pay for it. And if he wants to be able to get money while he's going through this process, because he's going to need it to fight these cases, I don't think that he should be robbed of the opportunity to make a living. This doesn't happen anywhere else. Probably other than Major League Sports, if he was going through something like this, if your company, you making enough money per se, you should be able to go out, make a living, and put that towards your defense. They're robbing him of being able to do so. Like, you can't tell it. Well, you shouldn't be able to tell a man you can't do this or do that. He should have a legal team that is able to give options to the judge as to where he can go out and perform, because I don't think it's right for the 14 months for him to have to sit down. So and it's a bigger thing there for parole and probation that I'm against.
You want to know what the other option is yes. instead of house arrest?
What's that?
It's being locked up, dude. Those are your two options that you have right now due to the circumstances that you have put yourself in.
All right.
Now, listen, we have heard NBA YoungBoy stories that are out of this world. I have personally heard from personal accounts of people that have dealt with him that are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So this might be the best thing to happen to him in his space right now. He got to sit down somewhere. And he's immensely popular with the young kids. Like, dude is popular as fuck.
Number one artist search on YouTube as of today.
See?
For the last month.
That's crazy, because I can't tell you the last project I listened to of his. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, this is good. He got to sit the fuck down. Now, maybe it's a situation where if he's on his best behavior, blah, 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 maybe 6 months they'll take the monitor off his damn ankle and then he can get back to work. But he has to prove that he can sit down and chill the fuck out and stay out of trouble, because every time he comes outside the house, it seems as if he runs into trouble. He had the shootout situation in Miami at Rolling Loud. He's had countless run-ins with his girl, fiance, whatever she is. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, he... cases on cases. I want to see him win. I want to see him get more bread. I want to see him turn into Jeezy buying cell phone companies and shit one day. But you're not going to get that way on the path that he's on. So maybe this sit down right here is good, and I'd rather be at the crib than in the Bing.
Right.
This the whole Bing. You've been watching The Sopranos.
Absolutely.
Heavy.
I'm almost done with it, too. I'm excited.
This whole disregard for the law that you... And you said this is foul. I don't. This is hysterical. I don't even know
disregard
what this
for human rights.
And I remember,
I'm a man of the
human
people.
Human rights.
Yes.
So
this is the same thing that Meek Mill.
No. I'm gonna tell you the biggest difference between. How dare you try to sneak that in there?
Let me hear it.
Now, first of all, Meek Mill was wrongly, like, persecuted. This
man ain't been found guilty.
No,
of anything.
No. Listen. Lately is the key in that phrase, man. Yeah. First of all, he's getting a little. This is light.
This is light, man.
This man is habitual.
Y'all are right about the house arrest, boy. I'm talking about denying him making money. Bro,
he can make money. You know how he can make money?
They don't do this to every artist.
You know how he can make money?
What?
He record at home.
That's true. At least he can record, though.
He can record. Absolutely right. He can put new projects out. But they don't do this to every artist that catches charges. Now, you may have problems where you have to call and check in.
Well, this is what you're not understanding. He's habitual.
That's true.
So the judge would be a fool to be like, oh, sure, don't worry about it. Just go ahead.
I can't think of
he's going to be right back.
Bro, I can't think of the last positive headline we've had of NBA YoungBoy.
Right, and I remember, didn't we have a show earlier when you picked him to be like the next 10 years?
Yeah, you can cancel that.
Yeah, you can cancel that for this.
Yeah, I did pick him as my artist to be around for the longest.
Yeah, so that's why you're caping now.
It is. I try to stick to my guns.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I would have a better argument. You guys are right if it wasn't NBA YoungBoy. I would admit that. What I'm saying is I don't like I guess I'm arguing the politics of it. I don't like the overall aspect of the judge saying you can't go out and make the money that you're entitled to earn and what you do. Just because, well, I ain't gonna say
that's
just
part of
because.
The punishment.
I mean, what other punishments or what other facets?
He was already
why
on probation.
Robbed of your way to make a living.
He was on probation.
He was already on probation. They could have threw his ass in jail.
And they gave him. She gave him time served and all of that. So like that's why he's getting out.
This is light.
A month.
He
or
did
two.
Get the month.
He has enough money. He can live in a comfortable home.
Well, I know he's got the studio.
I guess I'm arguing a moot point anyway, because he said he didn't like rapping anyway. So he's almost done with this. Yeah, in my honest opinion, he don't never need to tour again. He needs just cash out.
What?
It don't matter.
You think this man's gonna be a model citizen?
I don't care. Like, he just needs to get out of them. He needs to get out of the spotlight, because obviously it's not for him. And most of the stories that you've heard, I've heard as well. They come from being in the spotlight and not knowing
that's
how to handle it. Fighting with fans, pulling your gun out on fans. Like,
right.
That's
on,
just
man.
From being.
You don't have a crew. What's up with his crew?
He don't roll with one, bro. He cusses
it's
his
him
manager
and his girl.
Out.
Yeah, he just rolled with him and his girl.
So something
he
not
young
right.
And ain't got no guidance.
Well, yeah, something's not right in his head.
I can't punish that. He
performed in Nashville in the crowd with a pistol in his pants in the middle of the crowd. Like, just tucked in his jeans,
that's
though.
That's a rough show to go to right there.
Yeah.
Man, come on, dog.
That's a show I would never be at.
Nah, hell no. entirely too washed.
Young boy, let us know how the NBA Youngboy show was. Our Nashville listeners, please. I want some feedback. I want to be able to sell somebody how that show was. But, I mean, like I say, I'm not arguing the fact at all that you guys, that he is a nuisance and a menace. I just don't like the overall politics of it. That's why I stand.
A nuisance and a menace.
He is a nuisance and he's a menace.
And it's a menace. All right, man, we got a music break. Tell me you got something hidden for us, man. What you got?
Yes, sir. Our first break is one of our...
Not Wale.
I'm sorry?
Please, God, not Wale. Not more Wale, please.
No, for Lauren has some more heat coming, but it's not for Lauren. This is one of the freshmen off the cover that we're going to discuss in a few. This is YBN Cordae featuring Chance the Rapper called Bad Idea.
Is it?
I know myself far too well to be a stranger of pain. Despite it all, we remain in the same. I'm just changing the game. Heart pure, never tainted with fame. Straight ahead, I'ma stay in my lane. Never switching courses, life's amazing. It's gorgeous, looking at the bigger picture portrait, and I smile wide. Performed a song and the crowd cried. How can I lie? I'm tearing up as I'm starting to stare in y'all eyes. I know that you going through the last month. You're stressing as you hitting on that glass. Praying to get lucky like Daft Punk. You can't even stomach the pain. Now that's a bad lunch. Ramen noodles on the regular. Add some seasoning and some hot sauce for a better touch. Peanut butter, jelly, and syrup, sandwich, etc. And we just flying in the nebula. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Might not be such a bad idea.
We are back. How'd you feel about YBN Cordae and Chance the Rapper?
I'm a YBN Cordae fan. I like that. I'm a Chance fan. This is, it reminds me of some early Kanye-ish type stuff with the mood and the
sample.
Vibe. Yeah. I liked it. I'm not mad at that. I like YBN.
Yeah, I'm here for Cordae too, man. I rock with him heavy. Chance verse was cool, and I'm not a fan.
Chance ripped it.
But no, when he raps in this voice and this tone right here, I can do that. When he gets into that other bullshit.
Still looking for parking.
Yeah, when he do that Doritos commercial shit or whatever commercial, that when he sound like that, I'm out of there. That shit garbage.
Doritos commercial.
You tripping on Chance.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I like this record a lot. It's good. I like YBN Cordae. He's easily the most talented out of the out of his little clique.
He got the best balls.
Yeah, he has the best balls.
Easy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Speaking of talent and cliques and shit, we're gonna make sure that XXL got their freshman cover class right. 2019. Now, last week we actually revisited 2014, so make sure y'all go check that out. This week we've got a new class. Let's first name off who the hell they are, and then we're going to break down who did they forget, who they get right, who do we see being the biggest star, all that good shit. I'm going to kick it off with a couple of these. Megan Thee Stallion made it. YBN Cordae, Comethazine, Lamozzi, YK Osiris,
Rico Nasty, Tierra Whack, Blueface, Gunna, DaBaby, and Roddy Ricch.
All right, so that's a nice. We did a prediction episode early in the year. We shooting about 70% low key,
fact.
Real low key. What on here did anything surprise you when you first looked at this list? Like, who is that? Or okay, yeah, they nailed that pick. Which one?
I think, like you said, it was pretty much straightforward. I think that this was one of the easier years in the last couple of years as far as them to get it right. There are obviously people that were left off that could have been on here that we'll talk about it later.
For sure.
But just looking at the list and seeing it rolled out, like, I mean, I feel like they hit the nail on the head as closely as you could in today's climate.
Megan's a lock.
Facts.
We knew that. DaBaby's a lock.
Facts.
Gunna was a lock.
Blueface was a lock. Yes.
Hold on.
The groans in the room.
His buzz has tailed off, though.
That's a fact because he.
He's been trying to rap on other people's shit.
He suffers from that, what I talked about with they don't care about their bars and it's all about the bag. But 100% he has tailed off, but he was a lock to be on here.
That's fair.
Bust down Tatiana got him on here.
Tierra Whack, in my opinion, I thought was for sure going to be on here.
Yes, indeed.
I thought, because she's making enough noise. And I actually said that this was going to be the year when they had more than one female.
Yeah, you did.
And so they have three. I honestly thought they could have went four or five.
Ooh. Yep.
But who do you think?
City Girls?
City Girls possibly could have made it. I thought Light Skin Keisha could have made it. I thought Doja Cat maybe could have made it. I thought Cash Doll could have made it. So
Cash Doll for sure.
Yeah, so they could have had five on
never
here.
Made one?
Well, she's not no freshman no
well,
more.
Well, I know,
but
she never made one.
I can't remember. I'm going to be honest.
That's an injustice.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I, but again, I thought they were pretty spot on, though. Mm-hmm. A couple of fun facts. The youngest person in the group is Lil Mosey. He's 17. He's coming out of Seattle, Washington. Yeah,
definitely could have left him off.
He's got a hit. You know what? His song is, he's got a song out called Notice that's all over satellite radio. It gets played.
Yeah, people like all the song. The time. But I mean, when I think about young artists, I'd rather pick that one guy that I've highlighted earlier this year, Aaron May, over somebody like him. He's 19, he has bars. He can really rap.
The song, yeah, but he doesn't have a song that's going to get him
the
looks,
song,
though.
Noticed,
not yet.
Yeah. Noticed?
Noticed.
118 million.
YouTube. Yeah, people love it.
It's Noticed.
It sounds just like everything else, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not original.
There's nothing that's separated. When I heard that Aaron May record, I was like, okay, this guy's different.
He's from Seattle.
Yeah, and his middle name is Moses. That's where he got his rap name from.
Very creative.
I ain't riding. I ain't going to lie.
Little Mosey.
Comethazine.
Oh, man. He's the most trash nigga on the list.
He from East St. Louis. When I say East St. Louis, you don't think Jaden Smith, but this is exact. He looked like Jaden Smith. You know what I'm saying? He looked like
I definitely
Jaden
don't
Smith.
Put East St. Louis and Jaden Smith in
you
the
don't
same
put those
sentence.
Two together.
Hell no.
But I did look at the video, Walk.
That's his biggest record.
It was kind of cool,
it's like
though.
A minute long.
Like, I got the whole, like, he was playing off the, like, if you listen to the lyrics and look at the video, they don't go together.
Okay, I was about to say.
Like, it's in the suburbs, he with the white families, and he doing all this, but he talking, like, straight gangster East St. Louis shit.
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of get how it got that many views, but, man, like, don't none of these people, well, with the exception of the top three, like, it's top heavy. This list is top heavy, in my opinion.
And real quick, about the Comethazine dude, who was 20 years old, like you said, from St. Louis. Oh, excuse me, East St. Louis.
East St. Louis, get it right.
My bad.
There's a difference.
About that, boss.
I heard. He got on a very interesting way. He's straight from SoundCloud. He actually put his record under YBN Neymar's Bounce Out with that. And it got stupid clicks.
He did the Soulja Boy?
Yeah, he did the Soulja Boy. He pulled a Soulja Boy, what Soulja Boy did on YouTube. Mm. This dude right here did on SoundCloud. And it got him looks. And now he's on the cover of the XXL freshman class.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's has to be Hispanic or something. His last name is Vasquez or Velasquez.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But and if you look, who's the oldest person on here? DaBaby?
Yeah, DaBaby's 27.
27. He's the oldest. Gunner's 26. Are we surprised Lil Baby didn't make it? Or is it too late for him?
I think he turned it down. Like, there's no way.
Oh, no, you said that at the beginning
all,
of the year.
Yeah, there's no. I told y'all he wasn't going to be on here. Just, his brand is bigger than XXL.
But Gunna's not?
Gunna, no. Baby is not bigger than Gunna, though.
Yes, he is. Wait,
hold on. Yeah,
he's absolutely bigger than Gunna. He's not even
He got
QC.
Solo records that go.
First of all, he's not even backed by QC. QC is a bigger entity than whoever's going to sign with. I'm not knocking 300. Right. But QC is a bigger entity, and even if they were equal, QC would push Lil Baby, in my opinion, over Gunna. Just from what he's backing.
I don't think.
Gunna's biggest song is featuring Lil Baby. Mm. Drip Too Hard is his biggest record.
Yeah. Lil Baby is the biggest. Like, didn't he win the BET, the new artist?
He won
the
new artist. Yeah. That's why he should be on this. That's why he should be on this cover.
That's fair.
I feel like that's why
I don't think nobody turned
like
it down.
That's why he could
though.
Turn it down. I 1,000,000% think niggas turned this down.
We'll learn, because typically Vanessa does her Breakfast Club visit.
Yeah, so we'll see.
She tells what goes on kind of behind the scenes.
I had to guess. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Who you
I'm going to say if I had to guess, it would be Lil Baby, and it would be who we mentioned before with Benny. Or any,
Benny
nigga,
probably
any nigga in Griselda probably turned
But all of them niggas older, though.
They are old.
They're older,
at least
but
30. One of them Lil Baby. Some of them in the Lil Baby range, like 27, 28, 29.
But I
feel like if anybody turned it down, it's somebody out of that group.
Now, that makes sense. Who on here, when you look at this list, I was talking to my homie J-Ho, and he said there's always one or two people who clearly bought their way on this list. Like, the record label clearly cut the check and got them on this list. If you had to look and see, who would your guess be?
Well,
Blueface.
That makes sense.
Yeah. First of all,
that makes sense, though.
That does not make sense.
He has no longevity. Well, they can't believe that he has lasting power. Guys,
Blueface and YK Osiris.
That makes sense because he signed to Def Jam, and Def Jam is going to cut a check to try to pump their artists. Baby not dropping no money for Blueface. WAC 100 not dropping no money.
He's
for
dropping
Blueface's
money
if
on
anything.
Blueface
paid them to be like, hey, I should be on this cover. And they're like, man, it's going to be like 50 racks. And he probably came out of his pocket and gave it straight to WAC, and half of it went to Baby. But they ain't. ain't paid nobody shit. They ain't paid him yet. Man, hell no, they ain't paying. The first place I looked when y'all said that was who they were signed to. I know where. Not to knock your opinion, MS, but I don't think them niggas paying nothing.
I like YK Osiris though. He got a unique sound. He sound like Michael Jackson.
Don't say that. No, oh my God. Please don't ever say that again.
Rest in peace, Mike. It's been 10 years.
Why would you say
Rico Nasty? I feel like might have had a little push to get on here.
I mean, a lot of people like Rico Nasty. A lot of
people
women,
do, but that's a real unique sound. And Atlantic is very famous for pumping their artists that way. So if I had to go with anybody, I would go Rico Nasty because I was listening to it and I get it. Like it's, but it ain't just like City Girls is high quality of that type of music.
Whoa. They make two different kind of music.
I feel like this is the lower end of City Girl music. Like this is
what?
This is like
City
Girls are
ratchet. Because City Girls are ratchet.
They below ratchet though. They like, they the ones like.
Who's below ratchet?
This chick, she's not, but the music that she makes is for like.
Don't have the same audience at all.
She gives me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Her most notable
City Girls audience is here. Hers is probably like right here.
Difference
between Section 8 and Public Housing, probably.
But
like the project
I don't think,
Section 8.
Like.
That's what you're talking about.
I don't think. Yeah, Rico Nasty raps for real, but she just does it in a different kind of. She's like
a
female DMX.
She's from the DMV area too, so she's like just she's more gutter than them naturally in my opinion.
Her
like
biggest song
gangster.
Is Smack a Bitch.
Yeah, it is.
She remind me of some Chicago Baltimore
shit. That's why I said it's
she
a little different than City
ass.
Girls. You know what I'm saying? You don't got.
But the City Girls will talk like they'll whoop your ass. It's my like.
Yeah, but we don't believe it.
True. Tierra Whack will come through and like.
Well, Tierra Whack, I think, is the most talented female on the
list. That's what's going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Better than Meg? Nah.
More talented. She is more talented to me.
Tierra is unique and she can do more.
And she can rap. Yeah.
And the fact that her real name is Tierra Whack is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
I just knew that was a stage name.
Her
killed me.
Probably like 35. her mom probably
can't help 35. Her last name.
True.
Tierra's a common name.
WHACK?
She can't help that.
That's true.
Somebody could have at one point in time, and they should have.
Who's the if I froze you right now and thawed you out in 10 years, and said somebody from this list is the biggest name in the game right now? Maybe not even 10. We'll say like 7.
Yeah.
Who would you believe was the biggest? Who had the best longevity out of all of these people?
All right.
And I just ain't Gunner real name, which is hilarious.
That's funny. Sergio, that's hilarious.
Gunner or Roddy Ricch. Either one of those two.
I don't think Roddy Ricch got the personality, though.
His music, I love it.
Yeah,
his
I like
music.
His music. I ain't never seen an interview or anything like that.
It's cool.
But growing 10 years from now, I could see him growing into it, especially the area that he's from. Like, you see people develop into it. Yeah, like you see people developed into like talking and being able to carry themselves. I would say Game, for instance, like
right?
How he started and where he is now is two totally different things. So I feel like that he can catch a vibe. Him and Gunner. Gunner's music probably will last the longest. It's gonna be around for a long time.
He's
got to
reinvent himself
time.
Though. At some point,
and he can. I feel like I feel like to be honest, I give him extra hard time. But Gunner really just tapping the surface of what he could do. I feel like he's doing what everybody else is doing, and he's extremely good at it. But I feel like he can do a lot more.
I think lyrics get you far, so I got to go Corday. I think they get you far. I think he's a talented dude. He just got on. He's on Her's new single.
That goes to a point that I have. Go ahead.
And so people, I think he's going to be like your favorite rapper type dude. And I can see that for a younger generation. He's 21. Yeah. So he's stupid young. And 21-year-olds aren't coming with bars like that. They're not interested in that from what I'm gathering.
The last generation of bars, the last class of Bar You Down niggas was Kendrick, Crit, Cole.
Oh, there's a different kind of bars, though.
Sean. And Wale. Those were the last like five like true like we gonna bar you down and we care about where we rank in this game. I don't think that it's ever gonna be like that again. That's why I don't think that YBN gonna be around long. He gonna be like a.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Well, I mean, he will be around long rapping because people love rapping. So I would simulate him to someone that has a small fan base, Killer Mike, Talib Kweli, something of that nature. But I just think that the era of the MC is completely dead.
But that's a successful career, though.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Killer. I ain't knocking that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, I just feel like that the era of what he is dead.
How
like,
is it dead when the top three MCs are MCs?
They've been that way for the last 12 years, though. But like, I'm talking 12? About the next generation. Yeah. Kendrick, Cole, Crit.
Not 12 years.
Drake.
They haven't been in the top three for 12
Drake,
years.
Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Crit. Well, I'm being facetious with 12. But for the last 10 years, y'all say Drake was on top. That's the same class that Cole, Crit, Sean. I would consider all those guys in the same class.
Because they have a balance. So, they have a balance of lyrics and single-making material.
So for the last 10 years, those guys were on top. The next 10 years, that style of rapper, I don't see anywhere near the top.
I think rap is just like the economy. It's going to go in a circle. It's just going to come right back around to those type of rap. Like right now, it's a fact. It's what it is. Mm-hmm. You have people quick bop melody, but it's going to come back around. So I don't think it's dead at all. I mean,
I'm calling it now. My boy out of this group, of course, is DaBaby. Calling it now, and I like Cordae.
He dying down too. You want to talk about somebody dying down?
Stop.
DaBaby's on fire.
Stop.
Is he?
Put some respect on this fire.
Are you serious right now?
The artist formerly known as Baby Jesus.
Are you serious right now?
I am.
Baby's on fire, dog.
I thought he was dying down.
Don't do that.
What?
Did he have a muscle shirt on? Nah, what did he have on last night? People were making.
But now he redid the Source Awards skit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was hard, and he had his homeboy play Snoop. Yeah. And he was Suge. He's like, if you want all the dancing, and then he did the single Suge. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard.
He's a very entertaining guy. I will give you that.
He's scorching right now. He's definitely entertaining.
Who did they miss on here? Who is missing? Who should have been on here?
Lil Baby. Like, Lil Baby is the face of the new generation.
Yeah, they definitely miss Lil Baby.
He
should
be on here.
For sure.
At least one of the Griselda guys should be on here.
I'm gonna tell you who they missed.
Those are the ones that I have from them.
Juice WRLD should have been on here.
Juice WRLD should have been on here for sure.
Without question, he should have
been
on.
That's another guy that I feel like probably turned it down.
Well, we're gonna first of all, everybody in the world didn't turn it down.
Only the popular people that didn't need it.
The popular, but they have Megan Thee Stallion and Gunna.
These
are some of the
stuff. Meg's still in that little lane where she needs this look.
These people are very popular.
Only the people that I named could go without needing this. Griselda, we don't need this because we're typically underground, so it don't matter to us.
I was about to say, nobody really knows.
Lil Baby big enough to be like, I don't need this and I don't want to do it. And who did I just say?
My guy. Juice WRLD.
And Juice WRLD is Juice. This nigga sampled the fucking, Sting? Like, he had the biggest song out of anybody probably on his list, so he don't need it. Like, these three, and I'm not just saying everybody has the ability to turn it down. I'm not
saying
that.
Sounds like that's what you're saying.
The people that I've named have very good reason to turn it down is what I hear.
Let me tell you who else they missed that I think could have been added. I think St. John could have been added.
Oh, yeah, St. John's
a good pick. That would have been a good pick. I would have took him over Comethazine.
For sure.
Without question.
And YK Osiris.
If St. John had made it, I would the first person that would have popped in my name is who paid to get on here, it would have been him.
Because that's his boy.
St. John is fire.
Biggs, like, yeah, he good, but he's just like a late
And
push.
He got a nice record. Now, the trap record.
Trap record is,
for the year.
They just shot the video here, so.
They also missed. He just had to throw that in there.
Facts.
I think Flip De Niro could have made it too. He had a huge record.
He old too, ain't he? I think he's older than the baby. I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, but I think he could have made it. And I'm surprised that Khaled Push didn't get him in here. And he has a unique style, unique voice. Like you look for characteristics that have people stand out from everyone else. Comethazine sounds like literally everybody that's rapping. Lil Mosey literally sounds like everybody that's out. Quando, so you want some people that be able to stand out by themselves.
Quando Rondo, I feel like he had an opportunity.
He ain't got a record, though. He ain't got a big enough record.
He got one big record, don't he?
Somebody tell me the name of it, and that'll confirm it.
I don't even know who the hell that is.
See? You don't know who Quando Rondo is?
He from here, ain't he?
Yeah.
You're not from Atlanta then, bro.
Yeah, because I don't know Quando Rondo.
The trenches. You ain't in the trenches on the east side, on the east side, shawty.
Yeah, I must not be.
Could you think of anyone that they left off, or we pretty much covered them?
I think you guys got everybody. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Doja Cat is dope, man.
From Savannah. Doja Cat is hard. He from Savannah. He signed NBA YoungBoy.
Okay.
And Atlantic.
Yeah, the only other people I would name, it would be Atlanta, Young Nudie. Somebody like
that's
that.
That's fair. Yeah,
Lil Key.
What's my man like from that. Memphis?
The one that did the dance.
Chopper. Yeah, NLE Chopper. He could have made
NLE
it.
Oh, NLE Chopper, yeah.
That's one that could have made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He
what's
for the
your
youngsters.
Boy name that had a song with Drake? Was he on that last year?
Who? JB? Blackboy JB? Yeah, he was on that last year.
Yeah, he's trash.
He's here and gone. Who on here
Lil
this
TJ.
Time?
I like that guy, that little TJ kid.
That record is hard, though.
And that Calico kid. What's his name?
You lost me with that, though.
What's the kid? You just said he had a good EP. What's the kid's name? We got that song with, oh my God, it's going to come to me.
I'm going to tell you who could have been on here. Saba.
He's hard.
Saba for sure.
Saba could have definitely been on here.
He's
I like
hard.
What he did. I like
Cowboy.
Cowboy. That's possible.
yeah, Cowboy.
His push might have been a little bit late. What about Lil Nas X? That's too late.
No. He's straight.
He's
too late.
He turning that down?
Yes. His people not even letting Double XL get close to him.
Yeah. you got Double XL fucked up.
You got Lil Nas X fucked up.
I'm just saying, you got everybody. like they're going to turn like the XXL or some trash ass publication or something.
I ain't trying to make them sound like that if that's how it's
that's
coming
exactly
off,
what you sound
y'all
like.
Y'all got Lil Nas
you know they
X.
Turned this shit down.
Y'all got Lil Nas X fucked
he
up.
Went, you said that I quote, they wouldn't let the XXL people around Lil Nas X.
They not. One, because they don't know, though. I'm saying it too.
Who doesn't know?
The people that probably represent him have. I feel like that he's on a big enough level now. With people,
he
like,
has a song. First of all, he probably was the song big when they shot this cover? Let's think about it.
Probably. They probably did this a month ago.
Song been big a long time.
I say a
11
month.
Weeks.
Give or take.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, his record is blowing everybody
one song.
Out the water.
It's a big-ass song.
Y'all let us know, man. Who did they leave off? Who will be the biggest star? And who, this time next year, will we have forgotten completely about? Hit us up in the Rap Chat on Facebook. Just search the group, Rap Chat. Bam, there you go. Subscribe. We'll let you in. Also, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at OnDeck TV Podcast. We have another music break, sir.
Yes, we do. We have KC Veggies featuring my man Dom Kennedy. Stop playing.
Let's hear it.
West Coast.
Spectating on the sideline, trying to belittle him. Hey, the niggas know it's my time, trying to get rid of him. Waiting on a nigga downfall, I swear there's many men. I'm the type of youngest shot guard, I ain't no middleman. You can blame me if I fall, I'm about to get it in. Put me in the game, I ball just off adrenaline. You ain't like me, you be blocking, I help my niggas win. Down, add up, it divided, I'm counting dividends. Baby girl want me to wife, I tell her it depends. Gotta make sure she a rider, I ain't feeling it. Gotta make sure she a rider, gotta be militant. Keep some real ones in your cipher, you don't benefit. Give me about 3-4 minutes and she gon' fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met the plug. I done came back way better, baby, I stepped it up. Once they hear that my shit drop in your eye, erase your buzz. Somebody tell these niggas stop playing with me. Girl, if I go down, I ain't staying with me.
We are back. That was KC Veggies and the corpse of Don Kennedy.
The corpse?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got Don Kennedy about that fucked song. Up. This shit hard.
I'm usually rocking with anything with Dom on there. I like Dom. Yeah. I like this song. KC Veggies, this is good. This is a good project. Dom ripped it, as Dom does.
Can ride to it, nice ride to song.
This gets no play in the Jeep.
So you're a Dom Kennedy hater too?
Dom Kennedy has fallen off years ago. Since Gold Alpinas, I ain't heard nothing from him since then.
I'm gonna make a list of the hate, the artists that Animal Brown hates on for about
make
a year.
Make a list of the good Dom songs since
he was just on
Gold
a record
Alpinas.
With. He was just on
Double
the biggest
up.
Record last year.
Double up.
It's hard.
I forgot he was on there.
Oh my God.
He was on. Are y'all sure?
Yes.
He was positive.
Up and he ripped it.
He killed it. Song is fire.
I don't like that. What was that? Auto tune on KC Veggie shit. I wouldn't feel that.
That's
like,
your man.
I like Dom verse.
Nah, KC Veggie just look cool. I just know how to say his name. You just didn't know how to say his name.
I said KC Veggie.
Last week you were like, Cassie.
Okay. You want to do an outtake of how many words y'all mispronouncing this motherfucker? Because we can do that.
That nigga went
your reel going to be much longer than mine. I guarantee you that.
King Kong don't got shit on me.
That's a fact.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, man, let's talk some Kodak Black.
Who?
Yes.
Question of the week, man. Now,
oh, my God. This picture.
That's your man. That's a hilarious photo.
Oh, bro. You look like a homeless.
Y'all pity.
let me not say
that. Y'all pity.
According to DJ Scheme, Kodak Black
who?
Gifted XXXTentacion's 5-month-old son $50,000 on the anniversary of X's passing. Question of the week, man. Does this help Kodak Black's image?
No.
Okay.
Because no one's going to talk about it.
No.
Because
it's not
it's not what people are used to seeing Kodak Black do. T.I. won't respond to this on Instagram. It won't get retweeted. People won't put this in their stories. But it's nice to know that he does do this and that Kodak Black isn't what they portray him as. He's still young. He's still growing, as I said many times before, and he just needed a little guidance in his life. And this looks like he's similarly getting that from somewhere.
Is this going to help his image? No, it's not. He does stuff like this a lot, though.
He does charitable
events in Florida and all of that. But his bad acts like are way more egregious, So when he does shit like talking about Lauren London a day after Nipsey gets killed, like, bro, that's going to stretch far and wide than this little news right here.
Because this is the outrage culture. People love to be outraged. They want to be mad
at
people.
That's fair.
You just told me you went to an HOA meeting and the lady was like, how can we shame this woman for not paying her stuff? Like, people love to be mad in 2019.
Listen, y'all, I ain't never going to an HOA meeting in my community ever again. It gives me no faith in humanity the
all
way people act.
Shit, man.
It's horse shit. All right, before we get out of here, we do have an on-decker of the week. I am in Facebook. Shout out to Quentin Counts. He commented, "We need the live podcast in NYC ASAP."
Oh, let's do it.
I'll do whatever I can to help. We need it for the culture.
Yeah, we're trying to stay at the Waldorf.
Get that GoFundMe up now.
Have fun with that. Shout out to Quentin Counts, though. We appreciate that.
Also, shout out to Raymar Ross Riley. He gave us a breakdown of the XXL class. He named him, coined himself the official new school on decker, so he's going to keep us abreast of everything.
What's his name again?
Raymar Ross Riley.
Oh, he sound like my attorney.
Maybe. Nah, he a young cat. He a young cat. He usually, when we talking about the younger people and want something from the younger generation, he's usually there right at the front of the line. So we appreciate that, sir.
Absolutely, because if you didn't know, we're washed.
Speak for yourself. Y'all motherfuckers are washed.
We need people closer to the young generation to tell us who these folks are.
Yeah.
What new music do we have? We had a lot of last week, man.
It was an ATL overload last week. B.O.B.
You going to let him get it?
Man.
Shit.
Shoot, I know he was going to lead these people.
Let me look in the camera. You want me to turn around to you?
please. Let me.
We had a lot of people drop last week.
ATL. I just want you to represent for your people.
I don't need you to help me represent for my people.
I want to make sure you don't forget your people.
My people,
man,
know I'm representing for them.
Okay.
I'm just going to run down the list I have from last week, and then we'll talk about upcoming projects. Last week, we had a lot of singles as well, but I started with the album. G-Eazy put out an EP called B-Sides.
Skip.
That came out. Shout out to Young Gerald, the whole Bay Area. Yay, area.
Super skip.
Your boy Lil Nas X with his 7 EP came out.
Not bad.
Gucci Mane with Delusions of Grandeur came out. Shout out to Gucci, East Atlanta.
Skip.
We talk about Benny, the plugs I met.
Flames.
Yes, that is super. I'm listening to that right now back. And Jadakiss killed his.
That shit is fire.
God. Yes. And Pusha T, oh my God.
Yes.
Trina put out The One. I heard positive feedback for that one, so shout out to Trina, the whole 305. Come on, we gotta stop.
Y'all didn't listen to that?
Did you listen to the project?
I did not.
All right, you can't comment on something you didn't.
It's like a compilation. She had a feature on every song.
But did you listen?
I'm not interested in Trina. I wasn't interested in Trina in 03.
But I'm saying, you can't give me a sound effect negatively if you didn't listen to the album.
I'll check it out one of these days.
It's like you telling me this entree isn't good and you ain't taste shit.
This entree isn't good.
YFN, Lucci put out a Gangsta Grills, which is surprisingly not bad at all.
Fire.
Yeah.
For the record, I called Gangsta Grills to make it a comeback this year.
Grills
shout out to me.
DJ Drama?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I called that again.
Yeah. Shout out to that song with Jeezy and Tip. That is a fire song.
Shout out to me for calling Gangsta Grills coming back this year.
Right. Anyway, moving right along, the producer Pierre Bourne put out The Life of Pierre 4.
Skip.
K Camp, way there too critical.
How is that way too critical?
B.O.B. Southmatic.
Southmatic. What is that? Is that a playoff Illmatic? Yeah. Let's stop right here on these Atlanta artists
for
a second.
No, we can't. B.O.B., this album cover is trash. I'm tell you. What's this, Master P?
This shit garbage.
Don't try to put P on that. Nah.
It looks like it's some old.
One more Atlanta artist, McConan, came out with that M3.
Yeah, you're just going to keep cutting in the line.
I just want to get all the Atlanta people. Yeah. I just want this influx of Atlanta artists to be mentioned.
Right, because we're waiting on the Nashville influx.
Hey, man. Don't have them people at your head.
Hey, listen, man, I'm good. They can holler at me anytime. That's pretty much it when it comes to the albums.
Right.
Can I ask you something?
What's coming out this week?
Can I ask him something?
Okay, go ahead. Oh,
which one of these was your favorite Atlanta projects that came out?
Excluding YFN Lucci. How you going to exclude it?
Which one did you like out of K-Camp, B.O.B., and McConan?
I'm not listening to either one. I listen to everything and all three.
Shout out to K Camp and B.O.B. I have no interest in McConan at all.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll stop right there with that one.
Yeah. So this week, I don't know. I don't have any on the radar for this week.
What?
That's listed other than Chris Brown coming out. I heard that.
Shit coming out this week, dude. Crit come out Tuesday. He coming
Crit
out on
come
the
4th. Out. Yeah, Crit doesn't come out this week, though.
Well,
he comes
that's
out next
the 4th,
week.
Though.
So it's not this week.
It's not next Friday.
It's not this week at all.
So it's between this recording and the next recording.
You can mention Big Crit. I was going to mention it next week when it comes out. But yeah, that's all I have off the dome at the moment.
Nah, something come out this week, dude.
Well, you tell us.
I just can't remember. You lucky.
You tell us.
You are very, very lucky that a lot of
singles came out as well.
Like who?
Megatron dropped for Nicki Minaj. Rick Ross and Wale put out a pretty dope record.
Fire.
Hey, Ross hit on nothing.
The Game. The Game put out, I like his new record, West Side. He's ripping it.
The hook is terrible, though.
That's the hook, but he's barring you to fuck up. Mustard got another hit. Hey, I'm going to go on record as saying this. DJ Mustard's album will be better than DJ Khaled's album. Easy.
Yeah, I think it will too. He's on fire right now.
Yes, yes. Mustard has another record with Ferg and ASAP Rocky and YG and Tyga that is dope.
I'm cool on that lineup though.
Lil Baby and Future Out the Mud came out with a project. Lupe Fiasco's back in the game with Run Gang.
All right, we ran amok.
Yeah, love Lupe
Fiasco's coming out, folks.
Yeah, he will out rap all your favorite rappers.
That ain't saying much.
By far.
There's a lot of music out there. A lot of moral of the story. And this Friday, the disrespect is ridiculous. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib Bandana
I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, it's not listed on. I don't know why they didn't have it listed here.
The website you're looking at is trash. No. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
Y'all want
this
me to
Friday.
Tell y'all why they don't have it listed there. I could 100%.
No, we don't need
so
that.
If y'all need me to.
And I have it in my notes. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
You want me to tell you why you skipped it?
No.
You want me to tell you why you had to look
no
it up?
No need.
Because nobody's waiting on Freddie Gibbs. Nobody.
Yeah. I'm definitely waiting on that Freddie Gibbs.
Look, Kim,
obviously not. You got a whole list right there in front of you.
That was from last. I was. So much of last week.
That's what happens when we're talking about Freddie Gibbs. Shout out
Lil Kim comes out,
you got Gibbs fucked up.
Y'all got him fucked up.
And Chris Brown got like 40 songs.
Yeah, Chris Brown coming out for sure. That's a big one.
What you got on deck, man, other than listening to Freddie Gibbs?
God, no. I'd rather, never mind. I'm slow motion this weekend, man. I'm continuing to catch up on The Wire and Breaking Bad. I started both of them over.
Okay. Whew. The Breaking Bad is better.
The watch continues.
Spoiler alert.
Man, Breaking Bad, I forgot how good that shit was. From,
like, you said Breaking Bad was what?
Minute better. One. I don't know. Oh, my God.
It's better than The Wire.
Man, come on, man.
Facts.
I'm not sure about
Please
that. I will have a determination soon, though.
Yeah. Right. This ain't no fucking determination. It's not better than The Wire.
What do you guys have up this weekend?
What am I doing? Am I
going to the movies?
I don't think anything came out, though.
Of course.
What is any good movies out? I seen them all.
So do you see these alone?
No.
Oh,
I'll be booed up
take
for
wifey?
The most part. Absolutely.
Okay.
He
doesn't get tired of it.
He drags his wife to the movie.
She be like, another fucking movie, nigga. No.
Please don't get it twisted. She's not joining him willingly. No. I know his wife. She's like,
willingly
under duress.
Another movie?
That movie yesterday, the Beatles joint, that comes out Friday. I'm fucking with it.
It looked like it would be good.
That's what I'm saying. That looked dope.
It does look like a Netflix night. That's what it looks like.
And I watched Beats 2 on Netflix last weekend.
Anthony Anderson.
That's not bad.
It wasn't good either.
Give me not bad.
It's watchable.
Okay.
Like you're not gonna be like I just wasted my time. It's not all that. The ending, they didn't stick the landing. But it's cool seeing a come up story in music from a producer instead of somebody just trying to rap, because that's been done
a thousand times. That is true.
But it's cool seeing it from a producer. So that's pretty dope.
That makes sense.
Check it out, man. It's basically Hustlin' Flow part
that's
2.
That's what I was trying to find.
That's what I didn't want it. Yeah.
Hustlin' Flow was shit.
I love it. Some things should be left alone.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
What you got on deck?
Slow motion, I really do not know. It's going to be one of those up in the air weekends, considering the 4th is upon us the week after.
Stranger
but I'm sure I'll get it. I'm sorry?
Stranger Things comes back out on the 4th.
That is great to know.
And I'll be done with it by the 5th.
It's great to know.
Believe
I don't. Good.
You don't watch that?
No, I don't.
Bullshitting with yourself.
I don't know if I want to watch little kids run around.
Stop.
Dealing
it's
with
nostalgic.
Ghosts.
It'll remind you of your childhood.
Will it?
Yeah. unless you had some weird fucked up childhood that no one else had.
Little kids running around with
that I've talked to said it reminds them of their childhood. So yeah.
Really? I guess I got to check it out. Yeah.
No, that's dope though.
Yeah, I haven't been interested. Yeah. But that Euphoria on HBO, fire.
Skip.
It is fire.
Are you out of there already?
Yeah, I'm out of there.
Nah, I like it. Shout out to Zendaya.
Audi 5000.
What?
Nah, she was trash.
You watch Beats on Netflix and you saying this is trash? My God.
The scale
is different for everyone I see.
On that note, we are out of here. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the greatest.
Absolutely. We'll see y'all next week, man.
Yep.
Holla.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.